All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for Pro Wrestling America this week, coming to you from the Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Illinois. One roster note, we do have Vampire Warrior extending his contract out, so the Interstate 74 champion is still going to be sticking around for a little while. All right, we have a great card for you. One of them I promised you last week that I didn't bring forward. Illinois heavyweight title being unified with the BCW heavyweight title. So we have Bunkhouse Buck, the Illinois champion, and Italian Stallion, the BCW champion, in the ring together to unify those belts together. But we also have a ton of tag team matches this week. And let's get right into it. First one is Nightmares versus the Heat Seekers. So you've got Danny Davis and Ken Wayne facing off against Southern Psycho, Elliot Russell, and Sigmund. And in a battle between two great tag teams in various wrestling generations, they have a great match. Davis and Sigmund take the bulk of the match, but Russell gets the pin on Davis after a powerbomb in a time of 11 minutes, 43 seconds. Moving on, and another great rivalry from the Southern days, whether it's Memphis, whether it's Knoxville, or even I think they had a small run in Florida as well. The Southern Rockers, Rex King and Steve Dahl, probably more known to people as Timothy Well and Steven Dunn, the tag team of Well Dunn in the WWF, facing off against the Rock and Roll RPMs, Mike Davis and Tommy Lean. And they have a great match that keeps the crowd involved throughout. Lane gets the pin on King with a small package and a handful of tights in a time of 17 minutes, 59 seconds. Your winners are the Rock and Roll RPMs. Now, taking a break from tag team action, as probably should be done now, I want to say that Scorpio and Wildcard have kind of run their distance with as a tag team. So we have Too Cold Scorpio in a singles match facing off against Al Perez. And Perez quickly grounds Scorpio, getting the pin with a backslide in a time of 5 minutes, 17 seconds. Going back into the tag team realm, Moondogs facing off against Iron Mike Sharp and Kendall Windham. And the Moondogs attack Sharp and Kendall while they are on their way down to the ring. Spike tosses Sharp into the ring post. Paul Jones tells Spot to get into the ring. Spot rolls Kendall into the ring. David Manning calls for the bell. Spot climbs into the ring after Kendall. Spike climbs into the ring as well. The Moondogs double-team Kendall until Spot clotheslines Kendall over the top rope. Missy motions to the dressing room. Nikita Koloff comes down to the ring. Nikita is in Hot Stuff and Hyatt International now? Kendall and Sharp are excited to see him until Nikita takes both of them out with a double clothesline. Manning calls for the bell. Nikita tosses Sharp into the ringside fans. Missy screams as the ring announcers say that the Moondogs win the match via countout in 57 seconds. Nikita rolls Kendall into the ring. The Moondogs beat down on Kendall for a few minutes. Sharp climbs back over the guardrail, but Nikita knocks him back over the guardrail with the Russian sickle. Paul Jones stands in the ring with the Moondogs and invites Nikita into the ring. As Nikita climbs through the ropes, Jones puts his hand out. Nikita shakes it, and the crowd begins to boo like crazy. The Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff, has now joined Paul Jones' army. That's going to be interesting. That's going to be quite interesting, having come out of the Dirty Dozen. But again, my Dirty Dozen in the Akbar era was guys that I thought I could handle, whether they were baby faces or they were heels. It didn't matter. They were all together because we had one purpose: get rid of Devastation Incorporated. So as all that is going on and clearing the ring out, I come out to the interview desk to speak with Mark and Lance. I have received several requests from both Randy Savage and Bill Dundee about their return match next week. Neither one of them liked the way things happened last week, either in the Heartbreakers Rumble or in the singles match afterwards. With the American heavyweight title on the line, both men want someone who isn't going to screw them out of the title. I say that none of the PWA's referees are biased against any wrestlers. They call things right down the center. At this, both Dundee and Savage come out to the interview desk. Savage says he doesn't want Randy Anderson to referee the match because anyone who would look at him and Dundee would know that he is at least 6 inches taller than Dundee. There's no way their feet touch the ground at the same time. Dundee says that he might be smaller, but David Manning is blind for the very same reason. Dundee takes the mic and says that Calhoun completely blew the big match because he was tired. He wanted to go home, so we ended the match early. Savage says that Nick Patrick and Tommy Young aren't any better. Well, having run down every single referee in the PWA, I asked them who they want to referee the match. Dundee says he knows the one man who can handle such a match without bias. That man would be Jerry Lawler. Savage objects that Lawler can't be trusted by anyone. He proved that with all the waffling between the Dirty Dozen and Devastation Incorporated this summer. Savage wants somebody who could care less about either one in the ring, except to be next in line for a title shot. Which my thought was, okay, Jerry Lawler's an obvious choice because he doesn't like Bill Dundee or Randy Savage. But Savage suggests that it be the last man eliminated from the Heartbreakers Rumble, Iron Mike Sharp. Sharp is not on Dundee's list because he's a no-name wrestler who has no business being in the PWA in the first place or in any title picture. I hold my hands up for both of them to be quiet. I suggest that we let the PWA fans decide who will be the referee. We'll open a poll online. Whoever has more votes between Sharp and Lawler will referee the American Heavyweight title match next week. Neither Savage nor Dundee seem overly enthused, but they agree and leave the interview area. Lance asked me my thoughts, but I'm like, I've got too much on my mind right now to get all this situated. All these complaints. I've forgotten how wonderful it was to have the silence in my office during the Akbar era. But we go on. Unification match. Bunkhouse Buck, the Illinois heavyweight champion, and Italian Stallion, the Bruce City champion. Last unification match between these two organizations. And Stallion tries his best against Buck, but he is quickly overpowered. Buck gets the pin after a brain buster at a time of 7 minutes, 24 seconds to unify the two titles. And so, in good fairness, the unification match is split evenly. Bruce City Wrestling's acolytes got the American heavyweight title, or tag team titles. Bunkhouse Buck keeps the Illinois heavyweight title. There we go. It's fair. And, well, really, in both instances, the obvious choice. But we move on. Last week, again, with the complaining. Oh, maybe the Heartbreakers Rumble was not the right idea for all the complaints I have received from it. But Terry Taylor has been complaining that Garvin threw him out of the Heartbreakers Rumble by his hair. So Taylor came down a few minutes later and helped Dundee eliminate Garvin with a couple of handfuls of hair himself. Both men have been trying to get a match tonight. And they have a great match. Garvin has Taylor up for the brainbuster, but Bobby Heenan pulls his leg out from under him. Alexandra comes around the ring. Tommy Young is more involved in the action outside the ring instead of Taylor having a cover on Garvin. Garvin gets back to his feet as Taylor grabs Young from behind and tells him to keep his eyes in the ring. Taylor whips Garvin back into the turnbuckle and nails him with a flying five arm for the pin in a time of 15 minutes, 48 seconds. Your winner is Terry Taylor. But I don't think this might be the end of Terry Taylor, Jimmy Garvin, but we'll have to see about that. Non-title match in the first of our two main events tonight. The American Tag Team Champions, the Acolytes, demanded a match against the men who attacked them after they won the titles in Harlem Heat. And the Acolytes find themselves hitting a brick wall with Harlem Heat in this match. Booker T gets the pin on Farouk after a big back heel kick in a time of 12 minutes, 27 seconds. Your winners are Harlem Heat, and Booker T gets right on the mic to talk about how they deserve a title shot now. And they want it now. I appear on the Jumbotron and say, nope, it's not happening now. You have proven yourself to be a worthy contender for the title, so we will definitely have a American Tag Team title match coming up in the near future with the Acolytes defending the titles against Harlem Heat. But it will not be tonight. All right, second main event of the evening. Rick Steiner facing off against Jerry the King Lawler. Just two great guys wanting to mark their territory in the American title division. And the fans are excited to see the prospects of either of these guys challenging for the American heavyweight title. However, the match ends a little shortly as Missy accidentally nails Steiner with her loaded purse, allowing Lawler to get the pin with a roll-up in a time of 12 minutes, 57 seconds. So the match is cut a little bit short thanks to Missy Hyatt, but what are you going to do? That was kind of the way Hot Stuff and Hyatt kind of did things anyway. But all right, there is our card for this week, getting back into the normal flow of Pro Wrestling America. Next week, we have the American Heavyweight title on the line again as the return match between Macho Man Randy Savage and Superstar Bill Dundee, and the fans pick the referee for the match. That should be interesting. Also next week, we will have the return match also from last week. The Acolytes defending the titles in their automatic rematch with Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard, the former champions. So I encourage you to come back next week and see all of that and all of the great things going on in Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. This is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here. We will see you next week.